9.5 minutes after 8 o'clock here on our Friday morning. That means we've got a Kicks Morning Chat ready for you. And joining us from the Caldwell Chamber, the Caldwell Chamber, Mr. Right. Brian Moore. How are you?
The Caldwell Chamber. I'm good. How are you? I really like that weather forecast.
Isn't that nice?
It is Chamber of Commerce weather, for sure. You know, I moved here from New York a long time ago to get away from the cold.
Right.
And when Monday and Tuesday kind of came along... I called my kids and I said, I'm going to disappear because I'm going to Florida. I'm going to go farther south.
Go a little further.
It was just too cold for me. But warmer weather and an 8 in front of a number, I'll take it all day long.
Hopefully, maybe, fingers crossed, Mother Nature got the message that today's the first day of spring and we want some warmer weather.
Let's turn on the engines.
Absolutely.
That's good.
Get it going. Now, well, as always, you do your best to strengthen local business and our community.
That's right.
You brought a guest in this morning.
I did. And, you know, there's so much of our community that's about heart. Mm-hmm. And how we help each other. And the people in this community are absolutely fantastic. It was in our board meeting yesterday, and we're talking about some programs that the chamber's working on, and our board was really engaged. And it comes down to people. And strengthening local business is about those local businesses strengthening our community, too. And we have one of our fantastic community service organizations as a nonprofit organization, Lisa Klontz, here with the shelter home of...
The Foothills.
Yes, fantastic.
Sir. Welcome.
Glad to have you here this morning,
Lisa. Glad to be here. Thank you.
You've done such good work. I've known you so many years now, and the great work that you guys are doing, and a great rebranding and kind of an expansion, spreading your wings and flying and serving more than just Caldwell County now.
Yes, we are, Brian. That goes to the need, obviously.
Yeah.
Shelter Home of the Foothills originally back in 1978.
Wow.
So we're almost 50 years old.
Wow.
But back in 1978, we started out just serving Shelter Home of Caldwell County.
Wow.
We were the first domestic violence emergency shelter in the entire Southeast.
Wow.
That's
huge.
Yeah, it is. And then we eventually took in Alexander County as an additional service area. And about a year and a half ago, the need was for the Catawba County area.
Wow. So we
got the call and we answered.
That is amazing.
So hence the name change and the branding or rebranding to Shelter Home of the Foothills.
That's fantastic. The branding is great. Your website looks really fresh and new and fantastic. But you're more than a website. You guys do so many good things. And one of the things that was on my mind to talk to you about is the need. You guys do good work within your organization with the resources and grants and funding that you get. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to do a little bit of time this morning to talk about the need of how the business community and our folks listening this morning can help support the work that you do.
Oh, absolutely. And I will tell you that we are extremely blessed at the Shelter Home of the Foothills for community support, business support. 47% of our revenue comes from our donors.
That's amazing.
Whether that be individual, churches, corporations, foundations. So that lets us know that at the Shelter Home of the Foothills, we have the belief of our community that we will provide the appropriate services that are needed and that they feel that we're... good stewards of their money.
That's fantastic. Yep. That's so important.
Absolutely.
So important when you give to know that it's going to an organization that's really, really truly serving the need that you claim and say that you do, but act out and live every day.
Absolutely. And I think that's very important for any organization, but particularly a nonprofit, that you have that transparency in the community.
Yes.
And they see that stewardship because it's not my money.
Yeah,
it's the organization's money. It's Shelter Home of the Foothills money. And that money does, in fact, belong to the victims that we served.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly
it's really important to have a place like yours where you can help those folks. And the fact that you've grown so much over the... the past almost 50 years, just a testament to what you're doing.
Yeah.
Like you said, being financially smart with the monies that come in. And and obviously this community rallying around all that great work, it's because they know it's important as well.
Absolutely. And I think one of the things to point out here, too, as well, that I think it's important for people to wrap their minds around. And it's not only the service component, which we're going to talk about, but when we look at the, because a lot of people, when they do give, they want to know what their money is going for.
Yes.
How are you using my money? And I will tell you that we just completed our last financial audit. We have an annual financial audit every year because, again, that transparency piece, Brian. And, you know, so I want everyone to kind of comprehend this as take every dollar that we bring into the Shelter Home of the Foothills through our revenue avenues,
yes.
Whether that be through donors, whether that be through grants or what have you. 84 cents of every dollar.
That's amazing.
Goes to program and victim services.
That's amazing.
Wow.
Only 16 cents of every dollar comes to our administrative costs.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
So that lets you know that we are extremely victim-centered as an organization.
And that takes heart from your leadership and your team and your board to really make sure that you're serving the need that you are really doing in our community.
Absolutely, yeah.
Now, you've got a little bit of excitement going on with the expansion and grabbing into Catawba County. Is there any parts of that you would like to share?
Oh, absolutely. A couple of things, Brian, and as we continue to grow, and I think the important piece for any nonprofit, particularly that of a service agency, is to never become complacent. As an organization, and feel that you have arrived.
Yeah, exactly.
Because there's always an unaddressed or unanswered need out there in the community and the population that we serve.
There really is.
About 2 years ago, we started looking at the service that our rape and sexual assault victims receive. As we look at our communities that we serve, we work with four emergency departments in the communities that we serve. And those four emergency departments see, on average, about 175,000 patients a year.
Wow.
And the average wait time for that patient is 4 hours and 47 minutes.
Wow.
So the three of us and a lot of people out there this morning, I know, have spent many an hour upon hour upon hour sitting at the emergency department on care, right? And in their defense, they are extremely busy.
Yes.
But one of the things that we looked at that we knew deserved better was our rape and sexual assault victims.
Yeah.
Because let's be realistic here and say a rape and sexual assault victim is not, unfortunately, is not viewed as a priority in an emergency department because we know that the most life-threatening issues are prioritized above any and all, right? So we said, you know, our victims deserve better than that.
Mm-hmm.
To walk into a overcrowded emergency department with just experienced the most intrusion and invasion of self.
Can't even fathom.
Oh, yeah.
And 9 times out of 10, walking into that emergency department alone
face
that. So we at the Shelter Home of the Foothills started looking at how we could respond to that need, and hence come our Plum Blossom Project.
Yes, so exciting.
Yeah, we grand opened that, and I know a lot of folks were from the Chamber and a lot of community partners and so forth were at that grand opening. We grand opened that in January, and that is now one of only three on-site rape crisis centers in the state of North Carolina.
Wow.
Amazing. Where you can come now to the Shelter Home of the Foothills.
Mm-hmm.
You are met by an advocate. You are met by a sexual assault nurse examiner.
Nice.
And you experience or undergo your rape and sexual assault or forensic examination. And you then meet back with your advocate.
Mm.
And you leave with licensed clinician appointment cards.
Wow.
You leave with medical follow-up appointment cards. So to give you a sense of how that compares, we unfortunately have already served a victim at our Plum Blossom Project. Mm. Unfortunately that incident occurred, but very fortunate that we had the Plum Blossom Project.
Right.
Came on campus, went through all those things I just described, left campus within 2 hours.
Mm. Amazing. Wow.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. What a great resource to have in the community.
Absolutely.
I mean, like you said, one of three in the entire state.
Yes.
And you know, that speaks volumes for the care that we have in our community.
Absolutely.
I've always said, I haven't said it in a while, but I want to go to the county commissioners at least one day of the year. Can we change the name from Caldwell County to Carewell County? Because we really do have a caring community here.
Oh, absolutely. And I will tell you, there were so many individuals and corporations that wrapped around us as an organization when we started talking about this need that we felt was in our community that made it happen.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So proud of the amazing work that you guys do.
Yeah, well, thank you. The growth in Catawba. We took over the services back in Catawba County a year and a half ago, back in September of 2024. It's been a long, hard road. And we've served a lot of victims in Catawba. Mm. As an organization, we served over 900 victims of violence last year.
Wow.
24-25. But with taking over those services in Catawba, within the last 30 days, we have taken possession of a 22-bed emergency shelter in the Catawba County area.
That's fantastic.
So we're 56-bed capacity here in Caldwell. On our Caldwell campus, we'll be 22-bed capacity in our Catawba County campus.
Mm-hmm.
So Shelter Home of the Foothills will be able to be an emergency shelter, i.e. a safe haven for 78 victims of violence at any given time.
That's absolutely amazing. It so
is.
Well needed in our community.
Absolutely.
It's unfortunate that it's needed.
It
but
is.
It's important that you guys are there to care.
Yes.
So good.
Most definitely. Let's remind folks of the website so they can learn more. Maybe they want to support you guys with donations. And maybe there's folks out there that may need your services down the line, and they'll know where to go.
Absolutely. Our website is www.shelterhomecc.org. Now, that website is currently under a total rebranding as well, Brian.
It looks beautiful.
We're undergoing that as well. Or they can contact our crisis line at 828-758-7088, and we will be glad to talk with anyone and see how we can assist them.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, that is great. So, Lisa, thank you for coming in and talking to us and sharing all the things. I mean, you've got a lot going on there at the Shelter Home of the Foothills.
We do. We do. And as I said earlier, we always know that there's an additional need out there.
That's
and
right.
We always want to be prepared to respond appropriately.
That's amazing.
All right. Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate the invitation.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you bet. Brian, always good to see you.
Thank you.
Enjoy the weekend. Folks need to get signed up for any of the newsletters they want because there's a lot of great information.
A lot of great information happening out there. TheCaldwellChamber.com. Scroll to the bottom footer of the website. Click on sign up for e-news.
Mm-hmm.
Really easy to do. We don't ask your, information about your children. It's just
none of that.
How do we get in touch with you to share you the good news that's happening for the community?
Absolutely. Well,
thanks for being here
as always.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. There's Brian Moore from the Caldwell Chamber and Lisa Klontz from Shelter Home of the Foothills joining us this morning for our Kix Morning Chat.